知行英语。Listen and share.
Haunted schoolhouse. 闹鬼的校舍。Ever since I can remember, I have been sensitive, so it should have been no surprise to me the events that would take place in my early 20s. I am in the military, and so, because of this, cannot identify specific locations since this particular incident took place on a military installation. I was 21, fresh out of boot camp,and well into my final stages of technical training. I was training to be an avionics specialist, a premier male-dominated field of maintenance, and therefore, I was always on guard trying to be the best and not be any less than that. So I was naturally distracted by my goals and not in touch with my normal sense of intuition. We had just been assigned a class on the midnight shift when it started happening. At first, I chalked it up to nerves and my body trying to adjust itself to sleeping during the day and going to school at night. About 2 weeks in, I was finally acclimated and comfortable. Well, not exactly comfortable. You see, the base we were at was an older one at most Air Force bases usually are. But our schoolhouse was in what used to be the old training hospital during World War II, the Korean War, and then Vietnam. It wasn't until those 2 weeks of adaptation had passed that one of my guys made the observation that the building was shaped like an H.从我记事起，我就很敏感，因此我对20岁刚出头的时候发生在我身上的事并不感到奇怪。我在军队供职，而我要讲的这件事就发生在某个军事基地，所以我不能把它的确切地点告诉你们。我当时21岁，刚从新兵训练营出来，正在进行最后阶段的专业训练。我会被训练成一名航空电子专家，这是一个主要由男性统治的维护领域，所以我立志要成为最优秀的。我被自己的雄心壮志搞得心烦意乱，根本无暇顾及自己的直觉。事情发生的时候，我们刚刚被分配在夜班时间上一节课。刚开始，我努力调整自己的神经和身体，以便能在白天睡觉而晚上去上课。大约2周后，我终于开始逐渐适应，并开始觉得舒服了。当然，不是完全的舒服。要知道，我们所在的基地和大多数空军基地一样，都是很旧的。而我们的校舍原本是二战、朝鲜战争和越战时期的实习医院。直到我们2周的适应期过完以后，我们当中的一个人才发现校舍的形状像个 H。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。 Ever since I can remember, I have been sensitive.
从我记事起，我就很敏感。
So it should have been no surprise to me the events that would take place in my early 20s.
因此，我对20岁刚出头的时候发生在我身上的事并不感到奇怪。
I am in the military, and so, because of this,cannot identify specific locations since this particular incident took place on a military installation.
我在军队供职，而我要讲的这件事就发生在某个军事基地，所以我不能把它的确切地点告诉你们。
I was 21, fresh out of boot camp, and well into my final stages of technical training.
我当时21岁，刚从新兵训练营出来，正在进行最后阶段的专业训练。
I was training to be an avionics specialist, a premier male-dominated field of maintenance.
我会被训练成一名航空电子专家，这是一个主要由男性统治的维护领域。
And therefore, I was always on guard trying to be the best and not be any less than that. So I was naturally distracted by my goals and not in touch with my normal sense of intuition.
所以我立志要成为最优秀的，我被自己的雄心壮志搞得心烦意乱，根本无暇顾及自己的直觉。
We had just been assigned a class on the midnight shift when it started happening.
事情发生的时候，我们刚刚被分配在夜班时间上一节课。
At first, I chalked it up to nerves and my body trying to adjust itself to sleeping during the day and going to school at night.
刚开始我努力调整自己的神经和身体，以便能在白天睡觉而晚上去上课。
About 2 weeks in, I was finally acclimated and comfortable.
Well, not exactly comfortable. 大约2周后，我终于开始逐渐适应，并开始觉得舒服了，当然不是完全的舒服。
You see, the base we were at was an older oneAt most Air Force bases usually are.
要知道，我们所在的基地和大多数空军基地一样，都是很旧的。
But our schoolhouse was in what used to be the old training hospital during World War II, the Korean War, and then Vietnam.
而我们的校舍原本是二战、朝鲜战争和越战时期的实习医院。
It wasn't until those 2 weeks of adaptation had passed.That one of my guys made the observation that the building was shaped like an H.
直到我们2周的适应期过完以后，我们当中的一个人才发现校舍的形状像个 H. 讲解一下相关的语言点。
Ever since 加从句，
表示自从什么时候以来。有它出现的句子里，主句动词一般都要用完成时态，在本句中，主句动词用的是现在完成时态，根据语境也可以用过去完成时、现在完成进行时以及过去完成进行时。
Take place 是固定动词词组，
表示某事发生，是不及物动词，后面不能接宾语。
In one's 20s, or 30s, or 40s,
是表示在某人20多岁、30多岁、40多岁时，这是一个固定的表达方法。十几岁时则可以说
in one's teens or in one's teenage years。
句中的 in one's early 20s 意为20岁刚出头。early 可以用 middle 或者 late 来代替，分别表示25、6岁或者快30岁。
boot camp
在美语当中指新兵训练营，尤其指海军训练新兵的地方。
On guard
是固定搭配，可用作形容词或者副词词性，意为警惕的、提防着的。
Distract, D-I-S-T-R-A-C-T,
意为使分散注意力，使心烦意乱，是及物动词。
In touch with
是固定搭配，意为与有联系。而与取得联系则是 get in touch with。
shift
S-H-I-F-T 在这里是名词，意为轮班，比如 morning shift 就是早班，文中的 midnight shift 指夜班，指怎么样的班的表达方式为
be on shift。
chalk something up to 意为向什么什么宣布。
adjust to something
以为调节，以适应某物，与 regulate 意相近。
acclimate, A-C-C-L-I-M-A-T-E,
由前缀 a 与名词 climate 构成动词，意为使适应新环境。
Air Force 泛指空军，
大写则表示美国空军。美国陆军为 United States Army, 海军 为 United States Navy， 海军陆战队则写作 Marine Corps。 Make observation 与 observe 是相同意义的，表示观察、观测。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。